In the best Roman tradition, they fought amongst each other until only one. Constantius II, ruled 337 to 361 AD, survived. Being of the Arian persuasion himself, Constantius fought hard against the Orthodox view his father had adopted at Nicaea in 325. Constantius II was challenged and eventually succeeded by his nephew Julian, ruled 361 to 363 AD, better known as Julian the Apostate. All this time, Julian had merely pretended to be Christian in order to preserve his life. Once emperor, he tried to bring back that good old-time Greco-Roman religion, slathered with a healthy dose of Neoplatonic funkiness, or flava. Julian had hoped to eclipse the Christian religion, but in fact the pagan religion he advocated was all but dead itself. Julian's invasion of Persia fared no better. Like many of his predecessors, Julian saw the need for a preemptive strike on Persia. He had also become convinced that he really was the reincarnation of Alexander the Great. But after Julian was killed in battle in 363 AD, the Roman Empire would be ruled only by Christians. Segment 14C, East versus West. The last Roman emperor to rule the whole empire was Theodosius I, 379 to 395 AD, who came to power just after Rome's first great battle with the Goths. The Gothic tribes had been driven out of modern-day Ukraine by an eastern people called the Huns. The Goths hoped the Romans would let them settle on Roman land south of the Danube. The Emperor Valens agreed. Hoping to add to Roman tax receipts and enlarge the Roman Empire, he admitted more Goths into the Roman Empire than the land could actually support.